This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
To open the show there. Hello, welcome to Access All Areas with me, Stephen Lang. And for the first time on the show, the very gorgeous Hayley Palmer.
Wow, that was the best opening line. I'm going to give you that fiver later.
Thanks, babes. That's all right. So you are stepping in for Lizzie today.
I am.
Thank you so much for coming in.
It's lovely to be here. I've got to say, I like your top and
thanks,
your
babes.
Shirt over
thanks.
The top today.
I'm rocking a casual look.
You are. You are. I like it.
You, on the other hand, are looking very foxy.
I'll take that.
I'll take that, babes. Thank you very much. So we've actually known each other for a little while, haven't we? We've wanted to do something together for a little while.
We have. We're from the same hometown.
This is why, because we are from the same place.
Can we just give a massive shout out to Stubbington?
Which no one has ever said on radio before.
No, but it's great.
So yeah, we're from the same part of Hampshire.
We are.
Although we did go to different schools.
We did.
We?
I think I went to a slightly posher school than you. That's awesome. I'm lying. I'm lying.
Burn! Well, you know, they're all... Yeah. It's much of a muchness around there, is it? Yeah, so we're both from Hampshire. We're both from the same part of the world.
Yes.
And here we are, finally united.
I know, what
finally,
a dream.
Cundy is out of the way. And we can
It's
do
like
what
a
we
little fairy tale, isn't it, Stephen?
Isn't it, babes?
I know, we're so lucky.
It's a real treat to have you on. So thanks for coming on in Lizzie's Place.
Pleasure.
Lizzie is otherwise engaged tonight with Rylan Clark for his 30th birthday.
Yeah, I've got to say, I'm pretty jealous. She's gone to Rylan Clark's birthday party. Yes. Hello.
Well, she's obviously living the dream up in Boreham Wood.
Yeah, so. Can't we go there afterwards? Uber it up?
Boreham Wood, babes. It's so far.
It is, isn't it?
It's so far.
Maybe do
far.
A local Nando's instead.
I think a little Nando's would just do the trick.
A little cheeky Nando's is always good.
I'm actually going off to Disney Halloween party this evening.
Wow.
Which should be fun.
Are you dressing up?
I don't really do dressing up.
Oh, okay.
Well, just because a lot of effort. Clearly, I mean, even just, you know, in my day job, I'm an open shirt and T-shirt kind of guy.
I know.
You've got the full blazer.
Yes, I've kind of gone for like a sexy top, but a blazer.
Sexy secretary so look.
Yes, it's kind of confusing people. Who is she? Who is
what
this
What is
girl?
She about?
Exactly.
Who is Hayley?
Yes, let's find out.
So we have an exciting show lined up, don't we?
We do.
Do you want to explain who the guests are today?
I do. I'm very excited because I am a reality show fan, mm-hmm, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It's my life. So this is everything
got
to
it.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm in the right place. We've got the lovely John Clark from TOWIE. Mm-hmm. Now, I have interviewed his brother before.
They're a famous little duo, aren't they?
They're both quite hot, I'm not going to lie.
Well, a bit of flirting action tonight, maybe, perhaps.
I think I'm a bit old for them, but they won't. we've also got Samson Lee Smith and Claudia Laura Smith. They're brother and sister, and they are from absolutely Ascot.
Yes.
Now, I go to Royal Ascot every year. I blag my way into the Royal Enclosure every year.
Wow.
So I want to chat to them because I want my badge for next year too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Ascot has obviously over the years developed quite a reputation, hasn't it?
Yes.
I was going to say glamorous event. It's something.
Yeah, do you know what? I went last year and my shoes were killing me, Stephen, but I did not take my shoes off.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah.
Because, but then treading all over that grass and I don't know.
It's a long day out,
it's
isn't it?
It's a long day out.
I did get some chips though at midday.
Oh, beautiful.
Not a good look.
Beautiful. So yeah. How'd you get into the Royal, did you say enclosure or box? What's it called?
Royal Enclosure.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you get in there?
Well, it's who you know, Stephen, and obviously you know me
now, so... So next for the next
maybe we
year,
should ask Lizzie Cundy. She could help us out, couldn't she?
I mean, she claims no. Actually, she claims to be good friends with Meghan Markle.
Really?
She interviewed her once on a red carpet, so there's video footage of them chatting. And at the beginning, Meghan goes, "Hey, babe," like they know one another.
Wow.
So
there
maybe
we go.
She does, maybe she doesn't.
I thought I made it interviewing John Clark tonight, but she's gone one step further.
But then at the time, what's funny about that, I think, is that at the time, Meghan was just some actress from America in a fairly small TV show over here. You know, Suits wasn't that big. So Lizzie was probably doing her a favour.
Yeah. See, anything can happen, and anything can happen on FUBAR Radio tonight.
And it probably will.
Yes, let's make it happen.
Shall we play a little song?
Oh, is it Little Mix?
Do you want a little bit of Little Mix? A little bit of Black Magic?
Yeah.
Let's play a little bit of Black Magic. And then hopefully we'll get John Clark in after a bit of Little Mix.
Let's do it. All the girls on the block knocking at my door. Wanna know what it is, make the boys want more. Is your lover playing on your side? Said he loves you, but he ain't got time. Here's the answer. Come and get it at a knockdown prize. Ballin' just to help him see what he's been missing. So
Radio presents.
We're joined now by producer Arabella Burfitt Duns. We're talking about a comedy horror film called FUBAR.
I really think it should do a theatrical release.
Pop it in an Odeon then.
She's already a producer now. You don't have to go get someone come through the door and you go, pop it in an Odeon. Like, she's come in and gone, I've made this film and I don't know what to do. Please, can you help me? I've heard you're a producer as well. Pop it in a fucking Odeon. You can listen to yourself.
Every Monday. Ian Boltsworth. From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Maya, cheek, gaga.
I want your love. I want your love.
Baby, can't you see when you look at me? I can't kick this feeling when it hits.
I want your love.
You feeling that, Hayley?
John Clark's just walked into the studio. I can't concentrate.
You're totally. I was going to say disturbed. That was not the word I meant. Distracted. That's
distracted,
what I meant.
Yeah.
John, hello.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're busy taking videos.
Videoing, man. Videoing you.
That's just what I want. Looking
is
like
it going
a right
on your
goon
Insta story, John?
It's going on my Insta story, yeah.
Is it already up there?
No, not yet.
Oh, we'll get on with
working on it. He's like Will I Am, and he's constantly on the Insta story.
He's a bit like Will I Am.
Am I?
Well, no, just always.
I say, I've never been called Will I Am before. I'll take it,
unusual,
but you know.
Unusual.
No, the geek way.
The geek way? Okay, I'll take it.
John Clark, how are you?
I'm brilliant. How are you?
Good, really good. Happy to have you on the show.
Thanks for letting me come on
the
show.
I like the hair, John.
Do you?
Yeah, it's sleek back, isn't it?
Yeah, I can jump in a swimming pool, babe, and jump back out and it won't move.
Is that the... What is it? Gel?
Glue.
Bit of glue.
PVA glue.
Like a punk.
Light work. Just a bit of PVA.
It's easier for men, though, because men just get up in the morning and
you,
just go...
You say that, babes. No, when you've got a little quiff like mine, you've got to work for it, you
John,
know?
John, what's your morning routine?
My morning routine? Well, wake up, have a wank, then have a shower.
John, you
don't
have 5 minutes.
I've got to go to work. I ain't got time for that.
Quick one in the shower then. Double multitask.
John, go and stand in the naughty corner immediately.
So most people would know you from TOWIE.
Yeah, well, Love Island, I'd say.
Well, yes. Well,
Love Island first.
Yes, that's true, actually.
Get it right. Okay, get it right, Stephen.
Don't be TOWIE-ing me off straight away.
So how does it fit? So that's two fairly big reality TV shows.
Yeah. Listen, Love Island was the bollocks. Like, I loved Love Island. It was the first one, so everything was, not so, how can I say, like, everything was as real as reality TV can be.
Yeah.
We all got thrown into a villa. No one else knew the show. I ended up getting shacked up with Hannah. You know, I was there with her for day one, and I ended up coming second. Then going on TOWIE, but TOWIE's completely different to Love Island, so...
Because it's scripted reality, isn't it?
Well, scripted reality, you know, there's no scripts involved, but yeah, we are pushed in a certain direction and we keep the storylines, and if you're bringing something to the show, they'll follow it, you know, so, but... I haven't really bought that much to show lately apart from drama, so...
Well, that's kind of
you
your vibe.
You do love a little bit of drama, don't you? Because I was saying earlier, I've interviewed your brother, yeah. Chris... So I feel like I know the whole family practically now, which is nice. But I was saying to him, I love your bromance.
Yeah.
You two have 100% got each other's back, me and Stephen, because we're both from the same hometown.
That is true, babe.
Boom.
Somington Massive.
Yes, exactly. It's down...
Hampshire. On the south coast, yeah.
Yeah, Hampshire.
Yeah, okay. Have you been there before?
I've been Brighton.
That's Sussex.
Same thing, more or less.
Cool. Say no more.
Boom, boom.
Bournemouth, Hampshire.
Bournemouth.
No, yeah, that's Dorset.
Oh no, it's Dorset. Okay,
it's all going geography map these days, isn't it?
What did you get in geography?
I went to Bournemouth University. That's
bloody
what I
hell!
Yeah, yeah.
What
yeah.
did you get in geography in your GCSE?
I didn't do geography GCSE.
Well, you fucking should have.
I did history. Got
me
B
too.
In history.
Yeah. Oh, I got a C.
Yeah. Oh,
what did you get, John?
Oh, I haven't got any GCSEs.
None.
No.
You got great blagging skills, though.
It's not about what you know; it's about who you know.
I agree with that.
Totally agree
with
that.
Believe me when I tell you that.
But obviously, yeah. So you were talking. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
I've completely gone off.
John's come into the studio and it's all blown up.
Me and my brother.
Yeah, you and your brother. So, and obviously, you two have remained tight. Yeah, there's nothing comes between you, right?
Oh, listen, my brother's my brother. Like, have you got a brother?
Sister.
Yeah, I've got a brother.
So, as being an older brother, I've always looked out for Chris. And obviously, going on Love Island, it was a massive, sick experience for me. Then, obviously, TOWIE come along, and I got the opportunity with TOWIE. It's very family orientated, and we like to keep it that way, you know. Like, obviously, with the rights to start with, and then you've got the Brights now.
Oh, yeah, that's
and then
true.
They've now got their own app coming out. So, you know, like, we haven't involved the Clarks too much because my dad's a bit of a goofy geezer, but my mum's lovely.
Is your mum and dad listening?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, probably watching EastEnders.
I've got a few girls listening, though.
Watching the news. Oh, really?
Yeah, actually, why did I just say that?
Uh-oh.
That was silly.
You've got a couple of girls listening.
That was silly. Jesus Christ.
Tell us
I've
more.
Not got any girls listening. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Drop yourself in it now, haven't you, John?
Shizballs.
So you're not on TOWIE anymore?
At the moment, I'm not, but I am coming back next year.
Okay.
I'm suspended.
Right. How's that feel?
It feels normal. I've been suspended a lot in my life, not just from TV.
Right, got it.
So, you know, look, things happen in reality, right? I'm a very heart on the sleeve sort of geezer. So I say what I feel when I say it. Sometimes it's not always the best, you know? Sometimes I can do things I shouldn't do. Obviously, me and Dykes had a problem in Newcastle. It was what it was. Me and Dykes are cool now. We're not friends, but we've just moved out. We'll move on from it. Who cares? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just one of those things.
That's a good thing about men, isn't it? Because girls hold a grudge.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, with men are like, cool, let's get a Nando's and we're done.
Well, I wouldn't get Nando's with him, but, you know, I'd order him one to his ass.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll pay for it.
I'll pay for it. I'll meet Mark Fane.
But as long as he doesn't have to eat it with you.
Got it.
Got it.
So the intent's there. You know, the good gestures there.
But that's fine. And you know, not everyone you work with, you're always going to get on well with.
Of course not. But I am looking forward to come back next year because I want to come back with a bang. So I'm taking some time at the moment. I'm going to slip over to a boot camp. I'm going to do a month in a boot camp because I quit smoking 4 months, guys, and I'm 15 stone 4.
Well done, though. That's good, though.
Yeah, I know, but I'm fat.
So you gained a bit of weight because you
a little bit. I'm 15 stone 4. I'm every geezer, mate. I'm every set.
That's like Stephen. He's going to give up drinking.
I'm giving up drinking next year. Yeah.
Well, you becoming a Jehovah's Witness?
No, I just want some focus in my life, so I'm going to...
Are you a heavy drinker? Do we have a problem? Hi, my name's Stephen, and I've been drinking every day for the last 7 years.
Yeah, this is something we need to talk about.
You want to be open? I can already see a glass of wine on the table, mate. If you're a wino, you're a wino. It doesn't matter.
This is something that I was actually talking about earlier.
Cheers to that, Steve.
You got gin and tonic. What are you talking about?
Look at you two.
I've got a lemonade, bro. Whatever. Come on, don't be silly.
No, but you know, sometimes you need to do something in your life to make a solid change, right? So you've given up smoking, and maybe that's meant you put on a bit of weight, but you two want to get that off.
Yeah, but the thing is, with smoking, obviously smoking's bad for you. We all know that. Wait, I can get off. So now what I'm doing is I'm going to focus on myself. I'm going to hit the boot camp, smash that out, and the next year I'm going to come back looking better than ever.
Okay.
And I do think there probably will be a bit of another shake-up on Towie, because there always is.
Yeah.
I think it needs a shake-up. I think we'll all say it needs a bit of a shake-up.
I don't disagree with you.
Especially being with seeing old Samson, you know. Yeah. I was a bit starstruck. The geezer don't understand. Listen, I love that album.
He's a legend.
Ascot. What a blinding programme, eh? I wish I could be on that.
Well, maybe you could.
We can make that happen for you, John.
I'm telling you, and I met him earlier with his sister and his mum, lovely people. So I think they're going to really take off. So we've now got massive competition.
Yeah, there's plenty of reality shows out there, right? And ITVB is chock full
of them.
Would
you go on the reality show, Stephen?
No.
Made in Chelsea.
He'd be drinking too much, babe, to get on it.
No, do you know why? No, seriously though, do you know why? It's because I think you can run the risk of opening a whole can of worms that you didn't intend to.
Believe me.
But that's what I mean. So
have you heard what they call? Was it called NNA or something? Yeah, got on these things.
NDA. Non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, bro, they come in handy. NDA, that off.
No, but I mean, seriously, it depends on what you want to do. You know, I like doing my job as a journalist. I come through this once a week. This is good fun for me. If I start to do reality TV, we could be in dodgy territory.
Okay, well, it might come to a point where you need some money and you might need to.
Don't bother doing reality TV.
Trying to make it happen.
I'll be honest, don't bother doing reality TV then, mate.
No money enough.
They've all got holes in their pockets.
So you're on a bit of a break at the moment. What are you up to?
So I'm just chilling. I've got my business at 16th, so we're still banging it out. Me and my brother are just starting a high-end chauffeur company, so we're going to smash that. So we're
going to get have mixed rates?
Yeah, well, you can, definitely.
Thanks.
No drinking, though, in there. I'm going to focus on that, and then just focusing on some family time, really. Christmas is coming up.
Do you do for Christmas? What happens in the...
My mum always lays it on.
Does she?
You know, my mum's one of those mums, right? She just lays it on, so...
Aww.
You know, like, when she cooks, she cooks. So I go out. Do you go out Christmas Eve?
I used to. I don't anymore.
No, we stay in, don't we, Stephen? I think we, because we're from the same hometown. It's very sleepy.
I'm not going to the Red Lion.
No, not this year. Maybe Wetherspoons.
The Red Lion sounds like a lively gaff,
mate. It is. That's why I don't go anymore.
Yeah, come and visit us.
Okay. But, yeah, no, I normally go out Christmas Eve, get absolutely tanked up, gum rolling for... Oh, I'm not going to lie. Last Christmas, I didn't come home on Christmas Day.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
She was a good time girl, I'll tell you that. Anyway, we'll
okay, that was what was
I feel
going
like
on.
I need some girl power in the studio now.
No, she's a lovely girl, but we spent Christmas together. I only met her that night.
Your poor mum's put on a nice big spread.
I got home straight to bed. I was like, Nito, leave me alone, I'm hanging. My mum's knocked on the door. John, the family's all downstairs. I don't give a shit. I don't care if Nelson Mandela's downstairs. I am not coming down.
He'd be back from the dead, so that'd be quite impressive.
And then
she comes
the best
up
part
with
of the day.
A plate of prawn and salmon.
Oh.
I literally frisbeed it right out of the room. I was like, go away.
Your poor mum.
If you're hanging, what's the last thing you want to put in front of your nose?
Certainly not fish.
Exactly. Say no more. But yeah, no, Christmas is going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. I've not got a girlfriend again. Listen, I've had girlfriends throughout the years, but every Christmas for the last 5 Christmases, I've not had a bird. And you know when you've got to have a bird for Christmas? It's like one of those things. I've always taken those abroads to Winter Wonderland. Do you know what I mean?
John, the Winter Wonderland press night.
Come on, it's like,
I want to get to that.
I go there about 5 times
John,
a year.
You know what you need to do? You need to start going out with a girl on like the 29th of November.
Okay,
and then
that?
It's going to last until Christmas, because I think maybe you're peaking too soon.
No, well, I just seem to never have a girlfriend at Christmas, babe. So I'm going to go Winter Wonderland with the boys again. Yeah, but Winter Wonderland, it's good for a girl thing, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like last time I went, I was cameraing fucking. Do you know when you take a bird to Winter Wonderland, right?
Always girls fair. Love Winter Wonderland.
And you, do those things. You know where you throw the balls in,
like a coconut shy right, kind of thing, yeah.
And you think, all right, nice, I'm going to get her a nice little teddy bear. You think it's all a good idea at that time. Get her a biggest one, didn't you? And it's me. I'll weigh in 200 quid to the geezer, throwing darts, never get it. I'm going, look, mate, how much is it going to cost you? Just give me a fucking teddy bear. All right, mate, do it one more time. I'll give you a teddy bear. All right, sweet. Then you get lumbered with the big fucking thing.
You've got to walk
around with it. My shoulders are going to like a donut. You know what I mean? Like this, walking around all the time. So yeah. Well, I'm not going to do anything when I go winter around this year. I'm just going to get pissed and have a good time.
I think that's probably the best way to go about it. Are you the kind of person that needs to have a girlfriend then?
No. I don't
think therapy.
So. They just keep me not behaved.
Grounded.
Yeah, grounded.
Strong woman.
So you can be a bit of a play around.
Do you know what? Be honest. Even lately, I've been a bit broody. I don't know if geezers get it.
How old are you?
29.
Mm. So about time.
Exactly. So my sister's got a 2-year-old niece. She's obviously moved back into our house for things of her own. And obviously, been around my niece a lot. It kind of makes you think, do you know what I'm trying to say? Because what you've got to work out is, being at 29, I've got to find someone first, yeah? Then I've got to have a relationship with them.
Yeah
it's going to be tricky.
I've got to get married. Then I've got to have children. So this is like a 5-year stretch. You know, you get less for manslaughter out here, you know what I'm saying? Right?
Well, so it depends how much you want it, right? How much do you want it?
It is difficult as well in the industry as well, what we do, you know, to find someone that's true to themselves and true to you.
Maybe
as well.
You need to go on Plenty of Fish.
Been on it.
Well, yeah, no one wants a permanent reminder.
It's an absolute nightmare, mate. I didn't need to go down to the seafood market. I had him downstairs. I'm joking for the record, everybody.
Well, you say that, but you said it now.
It's all jokes here at Fubar Radio.
Oh, fucking hell.
So what? So you basically chilling until Towie comes back? What's the
Towie
vibe?
Isn't doing a Christmas special this year.
Oh, is it not?
Which is a shame.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I know, it's sad, isn't it?
No, because it's usually pretty good.
I love Christmas specials just because it gets you ready for Christmas, even though we do it a month
before.
Yeah,
you know, filmed in November.
Three of mags in his mixed pies and people having ham and coleslaw sandwich. What are you doing, mate? It's Christmas. But no, so they're not doing it this year, so I'm just going to regenerate myself, you know, just focus on me and my family, and do you know what I mean? Just come back next year and come back firing, you know what I'm saying? So obviously I am in talks with some other TV shows.
Oh, which ones?
I can't tell you.
Oh, go on, exclusive.
No, I can't give no exclusive, but you know, I'm in talks with some other TV shows, so there could be something else on the cards. I've got a lot of nutty exes. Dumb. But you know,
got it.
Say no more.
Yeah, okay. MTV at Colin, what's the take that call?
But you know, we'll just have to. At the moment, my heart is with Towie, and I want to stay with Towie. Look, it's. I want to get back on Towie because I want to enjoy it with my brother because we haven't had the best of times. He's come back, and Chris had his heart broken.
Yeah.
And I don't know, as men, you have to have your heart broken to become a real man. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be hurt by a bird to know, like, you're I don't really.
And girls? I'm sticking up for the girls.
Oh, no, girls, listen, girls are in the worst position possible because us geezers, we break girls' hearts on a regular.
He might not.
Steven's a nice guy.
Yeah, he does seem like a nice guy.
I know, so not girls I'm breaking hearts, you know.
Oh, guys, but it doesn't matter, regardless. Listen, equal community nowadays, mate, we're in 2018.
Like, we certainly
don't discriminate, come on. But yeah, so I don't even know what I was fucking saying, son.
So you're basically having a bit of time off. Yeah. You're focusing on yourself.
Yeah, focus on myself and just get a few other businesses up and running and just start getting some money coming
Why is it all people from Essex have always got businesses on the go?
Because do you know what's a good thing?
Do you know what? I constantly get people from telling that I'm doing this business, I've got this shop open, I'm doing this thing.
But they do those things. See, they do the clothing lines and they do like all those other things. See, these things have got no longevity in it. Me and Chris are trying to build an empire. Right, listen, I'm thick as pig shit and I don't mind. Chris, cleverest geese you'll meet, been to university and all that, but we come as a pair. Chris will do the figures, right? He'll sit there. And I was with him the other day and we're doing figures on this new business. I'm sitting there, we're like this, us three, me and Chris. I'm sitting there, these two are talking. I swear on my life, right, my head was fucking hurting, right? Chris, I'm sitting there. Chris goes, are you all right, John? I went, yeah, I'm all right. He goes, do you want to go outside for 5 minutes? I went, yeah. Is that all right? I've gone outside and I've literally bent over as if I've just done 400 metres. And all they're doing is talking figures. But at the same time, I can walk into a room and I go, listen, mate, I'll sell sand to the Egyptians. So that's where we come as a pair.
You've got the talk, haven't you?
I've got the talk, he's got the mind. So as a pair, you know what I mean? It works.
Do you ever like slow down or is it like 100 miles an hour the whole time?
To be honest, the only time I slow down is when I'm sleeping.
Okay. Do you talk in your sleep?
That is exhausting.
Yeah, so I don't know. No, I don't think I talk in my sleep. But
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know. I'm sleeping.
yeah, true, to be fair.
But you know, someone tells you, don't they? Like, an ex, they go, oh, you talk.
Do you, no, do you talk in your
no,
sleep?
No, but I dribble.
Oh, babes, we all do that.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with a bit of dribble. That's what you need on a, what's the best thing on a blind date? Bit of dribble.
That is, you are disgusting. You are disgusting, John Clark. Well, so you've got a bit of a quiet time now then, I guess.
Quiet time, you know what I'm saying? But like, isn't really, it's going to be built up to Christmas. I'm opening the lights, Christmas lights in Hoddesdon. I'm looking forward to doing that.
Where, sorry?
Oh, nice.
In Hoddesdon, it's near where I live.
Right.
So I'm going to open the Christmas lights there. Obviously, we can have events. We all,
are you not doing Panto?
Do you know what? I'm not really
it's
the
good money.
Sort of
it's good money.
Great
though.
Money, isn't it? You're doing it, Stephen.
I wish.
Maybe we should do it
the
next
money.
Year.
I wouldn't have to work again if I did.
Fairy Godmother's
it.
Written all over you, Mush.
I'd do Fairy Godmother, no problem. Being in Fairy Godmother.
Being in Fairy Godmother. Say no more. Sign
like Conchita, who won Eurovision that year. Be like that.
Yeah. No, but yeah, so just going to chill out, boom, keep watching the Absolutely Ascot. With old Samson.
Try and get yourself on that show.
Listen.
That's what you're going to be doing.
Do a cameo appearance.
Their show's brand new, isn't it? Brand new.
Yes.
Right, so when I'm talking to Samson, he says, they're lovely people. They don't know what's coming yet.
Ooh.
They don't know. It's the first series. It's all glitz and glam. We're loving life.
It's true.
Let's wait. But you know, with the only Absolutely Ascot, you've got all the cast of that TOWIE back in the day. You know, when we first started, I wasn't personally on the show, but we're going
yeah,
back
I liked
then,
it then.
Mark Wright, yeah. So did everybody. With Gemma Collins and the Mark Wright, yeah. You know, they've got all that. They've got all them cast members,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Similar
and
thing.
They've had a right good touch jumping on it just after us. So you sit there and you watch TOWIE and you think, oh, yeah, same old, same old. And the next thing you know, 10 o'clock comes, Absolutely Ascot comes on. And even me, like, you know what I mean? Like, I even watch it and I think it is good. So, you know, we've got massive competition, right? And I know that TOWIE know that, so we're going
to
step
up.
So,
John, before you were on TOWIE, you were a club promoter, was that right?
Club promoter, yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah,
club was
Jesus
it? In
Christ. Is it Pangea in Marbella?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I lived there in Marbella for 4 years.
I went to Marbella for the first time this year.
No carbs really? Or mobs.
Not really my thing, but I had a good time.
Where did you go? Where did you go? Talk to
we
me.
Were staying up in the hills, okay. Like up in some...
In some drug dealer's house.
I wish, it wasn't that luxurious. But no, it was nice, to be fair, but we didn't actually go out clubbing. We didn't...
Well, then, how are you going to cross my back if you didn't go out clubbing? What were you doing up
yeah,
in the
what
hills?
Were you doing?
I don't know, what do I want to know?
To be fair,
you're
I can't
drinking,
remember.
Weren't you?
No, to be fair, what, I can't even remember what we did now.
You need to get yourself down to the port, you need to get down to the port, you need to go to...
Sinatra's,
oh, we
need
to go to the port, we
need
to go to the port.
The Port Benouche, yeah?
Port Benouche, yeah, right. We should
John,
go there.
You start in Sinatra's, don't you?
Sinatra's, you get there. Roundabout, yeah. she knows.
Yeah.
You get to Roundabout, you've got Snatch as the first bar. See, Snatch has been there since, what, 80 years now? It's the oldest bar in Marbella. It's been there from day dot. But Marbella, 15 years ago, used to be a blinder, right? There was never no backstrip. So you've got Lineker's, you've got Bijou.
Oh,
Bijou's
yeah,
in Newcastle.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I worked for Lineker's for the first year when I was out there. Listen.
Oh, did you? I used to like it there.
I'm real gaff, mate. I won the medal for, I'm not even going to say it. Not definitely not. That's just ridiculous.
Well, you might as well. You said everything else
there
tonight.
There was all medals being put out. And when you work at Lineker's every summer, there's certain, you win certain things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's the categories. So I'm going to put it to you two now. What category do you think I won?
Wow, he's turned into a radio presenter. He's after
I'm
our job.
I'm going to say something to do with girls.
Yes.
How many girls you slept with?
Yeah! Oh my God, me and you.
I'm really surprised.
I know this, mate. Me and you could be pals. I'm already telling already.
John!
I want to come down to Hampshire. I want to come to the Red Lion, right? And we're going to have it off, all right?
Excuse me, I was going to say
no,
the same.
You're already there, like, come on. We always need a blonde bombshell to come with us. Come on!
Oh, and you got
that one.
One
out the back.
Got one right here. I can see what you're doing, babe. I can see what you're doing.
But yeah, so no, you've got to come down to the port. You've got to go. I'm not a fan of Snatchers, but start at Snatchers. Fly down to Pangea, rooftop gaff, lovely. Bit of outside light. Bit of outside eaters.
I can see why you're a promoter.
Bit too hot sometimes, I'll be honest. Bit too hot. You know, I've got an outside eater. You think, it's fucking 30 degrees, mate. Turn that off.
It's all right.
Oh, we're good.
All right, carry on.
30 degrees. And then, boom, you have a drink. Sit out of Pangea, go around to News Caf. Boom, in
oh,
News
yeah.
Caf. Lovely.
Yeah.
Upstairs, downstairs, bit of a rooftop. Lovely.
Yeah,
lovely.
I like the upstairs.
Yeah, lovely. That's lovely.
Anyone that's listening, go to Marbella, by the
yeah,
way.
Basically.
This is a great shout out for Marbella.
You need to go to Marbella. DM me. I've got all my friends out there. Pangea, News Caf, Olivia Valeres, T Boo, Aaron Lowbridge, all the boys. Hold it down. Say no more. Bop.
Can I just say,
well, John,
I feel like we just need to hang out with John and our energy levels will go up. Like,
yeah,
I do Zumba to get to this level.
yeah,
but John's
to.
Just naturally
yeah.
like this. It's
I've
brilliant.
Only had two vodkas, so
that's
yeah.
All, that's all it is.
That's just
standard.
Well, John, we can talk to you all night, but sadly, we've got other people to get on.
And you've got the big boys to come
we've
on.
We've got
now.
The big boys coming.
The big boys. Well, this has been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so
big
much
round
for
of
coming in.
For John.
Yeah, definitely. Play a bit of Calvin Harris and Sam Smith. You up for that, Hayley?
I love a bit of Calvin Harris.
Let's do it.
Are you drunk now? Now to judge what I'm doing.
Are you high enough to excuse that I'm ruined? Cause I'm ruined. Is it late enough for you to come and stay over? Cause we're free to love, so tease me. Ooh. I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything. Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight. Is it loud enough? Cause my body is calling for you, calling for you. I need someone to do the things that I do. I'm here now, energy's taking control. I'm speeding up, my heartbeat's dancing along. Promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You are saying tonight.
Cause I need a green light. Day and night, say the truth in mind. Cause I need your green light. Day and night, say the truth in mind. Promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose.
Peking duck are in the building. Whoa. Tour can be actually a bit of an intense, hard place. Do you just go hard all the time and then regret it later?
We used to party a lot. We'd do some pretty questionable things even whilst we were playing.
I don't know, it's kind of turned up a little in the last... I mean, that European tour was...
Yeah, it was clown town.
It was absolute fucking clown
town. Yeah, I'm just trying
town.
To make it sound like safe. You got to pick your battles as opposed to raging every night.
Gotcha.
Can't sustain that. You can't sustain drinking until 7 a.m. every single night. Otherwise, you're not going to perform a good show and you're not going to live that long either.
And you need
so
the energy.
That balance. Yeah, you got to get that energy.
Every Thursday...
Harriet Rose.
From 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
We are not messing around today, are we, Hayley?
We're not.
We're straight on to the next
guest.
Can
I just say, can I have a cup of tea and chocolate digestive before we carry on?
I think we need to apologise to your grandma as well for who's listening.
Yes, to mum, dad, nan and dog. I'm sorry about John's language.
Lots of language going on there, wasn't there?
There was.
But lot to talk about.
He didn't realise it was live. He just told me. He said, oh, hey, I didn't realise that. So it's understandable.
Fair enough.
We can't edit all that out.
No beeping that
you
one out.
You've got to love John. He's the boy.
He is
the boy.
So that is the voice of our next guest, Samson Lee Smith. welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And we also have Claudia Laura Smith.
Oh, you got my full title.
Yeah, got to do the full name. Yes. Got to do the full introduction from the brand new show, Absolutely Ascot.
Yes, yes, yes.
How are you guys?
The new kids on the block, we are.
Yeah, well, last John was singing your praises.
I can't believe it. When I first bumped into him in the pub next door, he was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm meeting you. I was like, I can't believe I'm meeting you, mate.
He was very starstruck by you both.
Got straight on the story. I was like, oh my God.
He's living the dream.
I know,
But I mean, it's probably all been a bit of a whirlwind since it started, right?
It's been mad.
It's been
for
mad.
Anyone that doesn't know, explain the premise of the show.
Right, well, Absolutely Ascot is like a show about us. We're all a group of friends. We've been friends for a long, long time. So
hub is Ascot.
Yeah,
everybody meets in Ascot. That is where everything goes down.
Yeah, so Ascot's like where we go. We're always drinking in Ascot, socialising in Ascot. We've all been friends since way before film crews ever come about.
We've known each other for too long.
We actually got like our group actually it's been in talks for like 2 years this show to get like coverage into our lives, because obviously we didn't want to we haven't put ourselves out there to be on the TV and be reality stars. We've been approached to do it.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's always nicer, isn't it?
Oh, well, it was so unexpected.
Now it's strange, because before we go out with your mates, you go for a drink down the pub, you go out, but now all of a sudden there's crew and cameras following us.
And people know you as well.
People ask, like, what is it like to watch yourself on telly? And I'm like, well, it's just literally like watching a home video. Then you've got other people telling you about the home video.
Yeah. So what was it? So they obviously approached you, started filming. It's all...
Started filming, like basically they just started following us. And the thing with us, like I don't know if you was mentioning it with John earlier about you have to stick to storylines and all that, there is absolutely none of that with Absolutely Ascot. So all you do, we go there, as long as you're mic'd up and the camera's rolling, do say what you want.
The amount they missed out on because they haven't got a mic on some people.
Sometimes
since we've stopped filming, the amount that has happened, I can't even tell you.
So it's filmed a little bit in advance, is it?
Yeah, we filmed this for the
We started in June,
and then it's been filmed for the whole summer leading up to when it first aired. The first episode was on 23rd of September.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So it's Sunday night, isn't it? 10
this
o'clock.
Sunday
10 o'clock ITV.
Okay, episode 6.
Stephen, put it in
Sunday
your diary.
It's already in my diary, babes. I'm actually going to do a big full catch-up because I saw the first episode.
Yeah.
And then...
What did you think?
I was impressed. Yeah. I was impressed. And I think, like, it's kind
of... It's not like you've seen before, is it?
No, but that's the thing. And it's actually also, it's different from what you'd expect from the show. Yeah. But it has got a bit of a backlash, right?
People
from Ascot aren't necessarily that happy.
I don't think they like it, do they?
Locals aren't too impressed with the show, but
they've started a petition to
This is good. Yeah. I mean, this kind of happens everywhere. I remember when Geordie Shore started and there was outrage that people
It happens with a lot. Obviously, some of us aren't from the area, but then some of us do live in the area.
But that's what they seem to be upset by, right?
Yeah.
Most of the cast are from Ascot. They live in Ascot. And those who don't, like us, we're 5 miles up the road.
They're making it out like we've come from different countries
or whatever. We're like 5 minutes up the road. And even if we don't live in Ascot, we're always in Ascot.
Yeah,
but
is that
quite hard to deal with? Because you're having to think like, oh, well, I'm just being myself, having a good time in Ascot. There happen to be cameras there.
Yeah, exactly.
And then people are getting really like... pent up about
But I don't know if you've seen my little piece in the Sun, and then I was on This Morning the other day with Eamon and Ruth.
Eamon. Yeah, what were they like?
Really nice people, really, really nice people. Because
legends.
I came out and said that I think that there's an underlying issue with the whole thing about this petition. I don't think it's because the cast is from Ascot and all that. I think the underlying story is it's because some of us are gypsies.
Right.
Yeah, so I do think there's a bit of a race thing going on, and they're thinking like, oh, they don't want it to bring bad light on the area and stuff like that. But what can you do? I mean, people are going to make petitions and all that. We're still going to have fun. We're still going to go to Ascot. We're not going to let it phase us.
How long have we put up with that kind of stuff, though?
Yeah, exactly.
It's bad, but we're kind of used to the whole gypsy racism thing.
Yeah.
But what can you do? It's hard for other people to understand. So it's a good platform for us to try and speak about it and let people know about it.
Exactly, yeah. Let people know and give people an insight into what we're dealing with as well.
Mm. And do you think you've managed to do that?
I hope I've tried.
We've had a lot of good messages.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, like, and because I've spoke out about it, and I don't really think this issue's been touched before in like the public eye on the media and stuff. It hasn't really got much. Much of limelight, And I think the response I've had from people from my own community and even people who's not from my community saying, you've given me so much knowledge and understanding about something I didn't know before. And that's amazing to hear. It's so humbling as well when people from the same background of you saying, you're really doing us proud and we're so happy to see someone on the TV for once who's telling it how it is and setting the record straight.
You're a good ambassador for the community,
basically. Setting the record straight about how it is.
Why do you think that prejudice exists?
I don't know. I think it's because a lot of it has to do with stereotypes. People stereotype people all the time, and it's a very, very common thing to do nowadays. Like, people look at someone and judge them straight away on their appearance and stuff like that.
It happens in everybody, but I think this is the only kind of community that it's still ongoing.
Yeah, with the gypsy community, I think it's where I think the majority of it is where gypsies are so thick-skinned and we're just like, oh, go on, we'll brush it off, we don't care. That's why it never gets... That's probably why it never gets no further, because, like, someone can call someone a pikey in the street or write it on the internet and there's no, like, big uproar about it. No one cares.
People laugh.
Them words are, like easily...
People carry it on like it's normal.
Yeah,
like
it's easily digestible.
Like it's something to accept.
If there was a black person and you said the N-word... It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't call someone that.
No.
But there was a bit... what is it? Paddy...
Doherty.
Yeah. So that was a couple of years ago. He won Celebrity Big Brother, didn't he?
Yeah,
was a bit... At that time, there was a lot of focus on it because there was Big Fat Gypsy Weddings.
He was the last person, like the last traveller to be like, obviously, to...
And then there was... I can't remember what programme it was, but there was the programme... It was about the horse racing event. Was it? No, not horse
Appleby.
Racing. Appleby, that's it. Yeah.
Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
Was that Gypsy Wedding as well? Right, yeah. So there has been some focus on it, but still the negative connotations are taken. The grabbing and all of that kind of stuff.
To be honest, though.
The grabbing, we've never even heard of it.
Yeah. Like, for us, when we saw that come on TV, we were like, what even is this?
Exactly.
We've never even heard of grabbing, Like us, like our families and stuff. That is not what we do. That is not. We'd never even heard of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
But this is
why the whole thing of the show. I'm like, at first we was iffing and butting about it, but now that the show's out and we filmed it
was a big thing.
Amazing because now people can see a true insight into what it's like to be a gypsy and just normal people and we're so modern, integrated in modern society.
Yeah.
You know
and
what I mean?
How we mix with non-travellers as well. It's not just about travellers. It's about us mixing and that we're normal. We're not kept in a bubble. Like we can mix with everybody. Do you know what I mean?
So what would you say is the best thing about the job then?
The best thing about the reality thing is just it's like just going out with your mates and all that, and there's camera crews there, and you get to watch it back, which is so funny.
Does that sometimes cause problems?
Bother of it is basically we're living back in July at the moment, so it's bringing up
everything. Social media followers gone up.
Yeah.
Have you got blue ticks yet?
No, not yet. We're dying for blue ticks.
Takes a while.
A lot of people have told me. I spoke to people who've got blue ticks. They're like, yeah, you'll be waiting. They do like to keep you waiting. Yeah, they make you sweat Instagram.
I know Stephen and I are after a Nando's black card, aren't we?
That's what I want, to be honest. Oh, I've got the blue tick on Twitter.
That's a big thing on Twitter.
Doing bits.
Because I used to work for OK Magazine and they gave all the journalists that worked at OK Magazine a blue tick.
Stephen, you've got up at the right time.
Well, thanks, babe. I appreciate the love.
Verified.
But it did just come to me out of the blue. I didn't know it was coming. So maybe it'll happen for you guys.
That's nice.
I love how we're talking about this like it's like a university degree. Wow, one day it might happen.
So this is what so many people are like now. The blue tick would mean more than anything.
So have they talked about a second series? If you've finished filming already, what's the score?
We finished filming this series, but we just hope that it gets a second series.
It's definitely been talked about, and I think that's the first point.
I think a few people are starting to jump on it now because, when I tell you, these last three episodes
have been absolutely mad.
They're crazy.
Manic.
We do a screening every Thursday for the ep that will come out on Sunday.
We just watched episode six today.
Okay.
We just watched episode six and it is crazy.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's
so
crazy.
I feel like I've got so much to find out, to be honest. I'm going to go back and do a whole duvet day and just catch up with this.
Also, just acting as John's agent, he wanted to part, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, John's loving it. He's loving it. He gave us the biggest plug earlier as well. Come on. I'll bring him on. He's my mate. Get
him on. Like ITVB crossover.
Yeah. Could you imagine Christmas special?
And then you can have someone from like the Real Housewives of Atlanta or something.
Yeah, Christmas special.
Well, hopefully.
Okay, that's good because Towie hasn't got one, which is
not.
Maybe Ascot come to Ascot for Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you know, I have been to Ascot a couple of times. Have you, Stephen? Like, but only to
once.
Ascot.
Only to the races. Only once to the races,
and
yeah.
I was just saying, it's all about blagging it into the royal enclosure.
Yeah, which I have not managed to do. I got to wave at the Queen from the cheap bit on the grass after having drunk a bottle of Prosecco by about 11 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I was also saying it's really hard. It's a long day.
Like, oh, it is a long day.
For like 10 hours. It's ridiculous.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
But I still keep my
shoes
on.
It's a champagne breakfast.
Yeah. It's great. We should all go next
year.
It is.
It's the best. I always say it's best day of the year. Best day of the year.
It really is.
So if you're from Ascot, is it actually like... Do people? I imagine some people are like, "Oh God, it's going to be an absolute nightmare." Everyone piles in from London. Or
for Ladies' Day.
Yeah. Sorry, for Ladies' Day. Yeah.
For the Royal Ascot Week. Yeah. Obviously, you get some people's like, "Oh no, this is going to be murder. Traffic. Need to do this. Do that."
I think the locals.
My best bet is just say, take the week off work and go every single day.
Oh God, I can only imagine how you feel by the end of that week.
Yeah, oh my God, it's good. I went 3 days running last year.
Yeah, but you did have a few winners.
Yeah, I know.
Did you win? Did you win?
That did help. Yeah.
When I went, I didn't win a single thing.
Yeah. Like, it really upsets because I'm a bad loser.
I'm the same as you because I just can't. I like watching it, but it's fine. Yeah. And I like dressing up, obviously.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. You need to plan a year in advance, don't
they
you?
They do.
We really do.
Let's start planning now, Stephen.
Literally.
I just chuck on the old cheap suit I've got in the back of the wardrobe and let the girls do the hard work.
It's only going to have a wine or a beer stain
I got from New Look 2 years ago. No, let's just keep it real.
Oh, I'm really upset New Look's closed in Fareham, aren't you?
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, mate, this is big news.
Yeah.
You know, New Look Fareham was one of the first ones to do menswear in it. I'm teaching you things tonight, babes, that you would never have known otherwise.
I didn't.
Really
off kilter.
Really,
we're
closing down.
We've got New Look's number one fan in the studio. He loves it.
Clearly. I didn't even realise.
The top's amazing, isn't it, tonight?
Yeah, I'm loving that.
I am loving that.
Absolutely loving that.
Graeme and Michelle's high school reunion, doing my bit for repping the niche films.
Yes.
So, what have you got planned now? Obviously the show's finished filming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are you doing at the moment? Do you have day jobs? What's the kind of the score?
Yeah, I'm a singer, so I'm currently working on my album at the moment. I've got my first single coming out on the 9th of November.
Awesome. Yeah.
So that is, I'm so excited
about
that.
It's good as well. Yeah. It's good. She's shot a whole video for it.
Oh, nice.
He actually appears on one of my tracks as well.
Can you sing as well?
No, I'm doing a voiceover.
Okay. So you're working on that.
I'm just continuing doing my day job. I work for Slough, the local council. So I work down there. I do on the back of the bin lorries. I drive the machines.
Do they mind that you're doing a reality show?
Nah, they love it. They love it. All the boys down the yard are tuning in. They're all watching it. Yeah. Everyone keeps coming up to me, asking me, "Oh, what's going on next week?" And I can't tell you.
Sign me NDA. Yeah. Can
Stephen and I be an extra in it?
Yeah.
Come on.
They do get little extras like dog walkers and all that.
We can walk our dog. That'd be cute.
Yeah.
I don't have a dog, but we can find one.
Cassie, my dog, can make a guest appearance.
Yeah.
She's beautiful as well. Like, when I walk her, everyone's like, wow.
Everyone stops,
Your dog is amazing. She's a golden retriever. So.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Okay, well, we'll do that. We'll make it happen.
Have you ever done any little reality shows before?
Me?
Yeah.
I have been an extra in Made in Chelsea.
Have you?
Blue Ticket Instagram, are you listening? Yeah. She needs it. She's been on Made in Chelsea as well.
But they film at weird times, right? They'll be in a nightclub scene and it's 9 a.m. or something, right? Like,
yeah,
that's the vibe.
I have to admit, at first it was a real novelty because you're like, amazing. There's like Binky and Ollie and, you know, it's great. And then after like a couple of days, you're like, actually,
it's quite boring.
Maybe it's not for me. I'm not an extra, darling.
Yeah. I'm the main event.
It's funny you say that because I actually did do a little bit of an extra part on Towie.
Did you?
Because when we was kind of finding out about the show and stuff, I thought, like, what, I didn't really know about it and stuff, and I was thinking, what am I getting myself into? I'm going to try and find an insight. And it just got posted on one of the people from Towie's Instagram, and I was just like, right, let me try it and see what happens.
And you did.
Did it. And I was just like, this is how it's going to be. But I just literally did it for one day, was turned up for an hour, and then just went back to work.
It was quite an easy one.
Yeah, it was literally I think it's
like more than working in Tesco's, though.
What, you earn more? Or
yeah. It's quite good money.
It's an extra.
Yeah.
Oh,
do
well,
you?
I didn't get anything. I just did it for the experience.
Made in Chelsea and Towie are slightly different, clearly.
She's due a rebate.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in
this
evening.
No, thanks for having us.
When can we catch the show?
Yeah, you need to catch it
Sunday on ITVB at 10 o'clock.
That's awesome.
We're there.
And these last three is drama packed.
Oh my god.
There's the biggest cliffhangers I've ever seen in telly. They are.
So much.
In telly.
In telly, yeah.
And where can we find your social media?
I am Claudia Laura Smith. On that's pretty much everything.
On Instagram, I am Samson Lee Smith, and on Twitter, just add the number one on the end.
Oh, that's pretty easy.
I'm Clogs on Twitter. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hayley, thank you so much for being my guest presenter, co-presenter this evening.
I know, Stephen. I've got to say, thank you so much.
It's been a real
it's
treat.
Like a little fairy tale tonight,
isn't it, darling? Hopefully, one we can relive at some point.
Yes, you won't be able to get rid of me. I'll be back.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to be stalking me, babe. Let's not go mad, shall we? I'm going to end with quite a little retro song this evening.
Mm.
Bit of Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Love
it.
That
Billy
is quite
Joel.
Retro, isn't it? Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Tune in next week. Lizzie will be back. Sorry, Hayley.